It's definitely true that language can be a great barrier if refugees arrive in Germany, and German is quite hard to learn, or somewhere else. Let me talk about our experience. And as Jesuit Worldwide Learning, we deliver since 10 years higher education diploma programs, academic programs in refugee camps in Malawi, Tsaleka, Kakuma in Kenya, Amman in Afghanistan, and some camps, Domis and Hanke in North Iraq. And the experience shows those students who do well, they have a good level of English because the program is in English and others struggle. Our partner universities who accredit the programs demand that the student in the admission has the level B2. Actually, the Europeans ask for C1, which is very high. So to overcome this barrier of language, we developed over the years a very robust intensive global English language program, which has is based on three pillars. One thing is, of course, classroom-based in the refugee camp, in the learning center. The content is delivered in digital format. We don't need to transport any more books. On our learning management platform, the students have the course, have the audios. And then, of course, online, the testing. So these are key elements which make that model robust. So this high-quality, international recognized curriculum, which we get from a university for free, because it's for refugees. It's English unlimited. As I said, we deliver that in digital format. We don't need to buy and transport books. Then we have a cost-effective international testing. This is important, that what the students get is of validity. So we use Cambridge Assessment. We work together with them to do the placement test for students. And then at the end, the final test of the three levels, whenever a student wants to move on, a linguistic skill test, which is online and is very rigorous. We can compare with our previous practice and how demanding these courses are, but what we know, what a student has, that certificate is the true level of English what they have and is of great value. The teachers we recruit from the local community, of course, we will help them to train them. So Creighton University, a Jesuit University in Omaha, Nebraska, they help us to train these teachers via online again to make them better English language teachers. And then we have a language buddy initiative to coach these teachers, to support them, to mentor them. Our English language director, very regularly, she's in touch with each learning center and the teachers and the coordinators to follow up and to support and all that, to arrange the tests and so on. So, I mean, she manages 2,000 students. That's what online learning allows. You can scale. And she still can sleep. It's not so that she overworks, but she works hard. But it is online learning, you can manage a lot. That's why I mentioned that. So then we have also the students have, when they advance in the learning platform, they can interact together. And then they can see, they can learn a language no matter where they are in the world and communicate with one another. Yes, of course, we train students now to, we can pledge, we have made our pledges of a couple of thousand English language students or more so that they can join our own English program for professional courses. Or now, we hope in 3-4 years to have 1,000 students enrolled in a new bachelor program on sustainable development goals. We want to train 1,000 students with that new thinking and so on. But why I say that is, that's nice, 1,000 students, a couple of thousand English language students. Let's think of scale. And e-learning and mobile learning is something which can be scaled. That model I mentioned can be replicated. An English language director can be another partner organization doing de facto using these elements and running an English language program for more students. That's why I say that. Thank you very much.